The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Noso. However, being week just after Shavuos, and last year, and also on Parsha's Noso, we gave a shiur on the Nemches Dvorim Shatera Niknas Behem, on the 48 qualities that one needs to acquire Torah. And that was a whole series that we've been giving for a number of years. So I'd like to continue again with that at this time. In the series, we had given on 35 of the qualities of the 48. I'd like to give this evening on the 36th. It states in the Mishnah Novus, in Perek Vov Mishnah Zayin, Hatera Niknas Bishmein of Arboim Eilas. That in order for one to be acquire Torah, to become great in Torah, he has to have 48 qualities. The 36th that is mentioned is Misrachek min hakoved ben aredif achar hakoved. Someone who distances himself from the kovet. Excuse me, could you just close that door, please? Someone who distances himself from the from honor, and he does not pursue honor. Now, this is a very, very good quality. This is actually is related to the quality of Anova, someone who is humble, humility, and the quality of Tsnius. Tsnius is someone who is very private. It's not like the limelight, very low profile. And those qualities speak in general. This one is the protis, specific. Specifically, a person should distance himself from honor and not pursue, not run after honor. But what we have to give thought to is, why is this quality, even though it's a very fine one, very admirable, why is this quality necessary for Kinyan Torah? Why is it necessary to have this in order to acquire Torah? The Maral speaks about this in Masechet Ovis and in a number of places. And what he says is very deep in general. To understand the whole concept of honor is something which is very deep, and let's try to get some explanation and insight into this evening. The answer to this is, in a nutshell, is because the Torah is etzem hakovet. When it comes to honor, honor and Torah is almost synonymous. Chazal say, "Ein kovet ela l'Torah." The main honor, main recognition in the world, belongs to the Torah. If this is true, so someone who wants to acquire Torah is going to have to be able to be fit for honor. And someone who's not going to be fit for honor is not going to be able to acquire Torah, since the two are almost one. The two are synonymous. Now let's explain this. Mishle Perechov Tes Posechov Gimel, it states, Ki gavas odom tashpilenu ushval ruach yismeich kovet. Ki gavas odom tashpilenu, the arrogance of a person will bring him humiliation. The arrogance of a person will cast him down. Shval ruach yismeich kovet. The humbleness of a person will bring him honor. The lowliness of a person will raise him up. When a person is arrogant, in arrogance he tries to inflate himself, and he tries to elevate himself and raise himself up, the effect will be just the opposite. Tashpilenu, his arrogance will bring him down, will cast him down, will bring him humiliation. Shifle Shodam, when a person is humble and he has humility, which keeps him low, honor will come and raise him up, either in this world or in the next world. So it has just an opposite effect. In the Medrash Tanhuma in Vayikra Peregimel, Medrash brings this posuk, and the Medrash darshans on this posuk a klal, a principle that we have. Call me shereide vachas sroro sroro barachas mimeno. Call me shebereach misroro sroro reidefes achrov. And the same with COVID. Whoever chases honor, honor will run away from it. Whoever runs away from honor, honor will pursue him. And the same with sroro. Sroro is a position of leadership. It's a position of authority over the community. A melech is a seirer. It's a kingship. A bereach acha asroro. People who run after that because they want to have the authority over the community, then that will run away from them. People who shy away from such positions, they do not want them, then it will pursue themselves. This is the klal, this is the rule that the Medrash Tanhuma extracts from this posuk that Shlema Melech, that King Solomon said, Gavas Odom Tashpilenu. A person tries to inflate himself, he tries to raise himself up. He wants fame, he wants honor, he wants power over the people. Tashpileno, this will cast him down, this will humiliate him. Shval Ruach, but he who keeps himself lowly, humble, he shies away from such positions. He does not want positions of honor, positions of power. He does not want fame and honor. So he keeps himself very low and humble. We just have the opposite effect. Shval Ruach Yisbech Kovod, honor will come and raise him up. The Medrash then elaborates greatly, gives a number of examples where we see this. He brings, for example, Shaul, King Saul. Shaul borach min asroro. Shaul was a person who did not want to become king. There are many people that want to become king. Shaul was our first king. Didn't want to become a king. And he did everything possible to keep away from it. And we see that the kingship pursued him. He said, why are you? When Shmuel Anovi, Samuel the prophet, and he told him all kinds of things of what he'll be and so forth, he says, why are you telling me such things? And then he refused to accept it. And then he said, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. And then when they were looking for him, he concealed himself, he hid himself. And as much as he tried to run away from the kingship, the sroro was berachas, the sroro was bereach, ran after him. We see just the opposite by Avimelech ben Yerubal, that he wanted sroro, he wanted the position, and ran from him. It ended up disastrously. By Mesha, who was our greatest leader, consistently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and said, now I want you to go to Parai on behalf of Kol Yisrael and speak to him and lead Yisrael out of Egypt. He said, be Adonai Shlach Na B'yad Tishlach. Why are you sending me? Send someone better than me. Send Aaron, he's older than me. Amar Reb Levi, Shiva Yomim Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefateh L'Moshe B'Sneh L'Shalchei. Reb Levi says for 7 days they were by the burning bush, and Hashem was trying to entice Moshe to go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe did not want to go, not because he didn't want to fulfill his responsibility, not because he shirked responsibility, he didn't want the honors. Even after he went, wherever possible, Moshe tried to go to the sidelines. He says, it's not for me, it's for someone greater than me. And the Midrash brings many, many such instances. Moshe borach min asrora v'rot v'achrov. Moshe ran constantly from honors, and the honor and the covet kept chasing him. The Kayim Rashi Nemar, and to fulfill what Shlomo HaMelech said, Geusodim Tashpileno Ushval Ruach Yismay Kovet. The arrogance of a person will cast him down, and the humility of a person will raise him up with honor. And in the end it states, An Meshe Vatachzereu Me'at Melekim V'Kovet V'Hodet Atrehu. Meshe became so great that he was just a little less than the angels, and he was crowned and adorned with honor. And then the Medrash says, this Medrash is in Parshas Vayikra. After the Mishkan, the sanctuary, was built, it states Vayikra El Moshe. Hashem called to Moshe. The Medrash says, why did it call to Moshe? There were so many tzaddikim, so many righteous, so many gedalim, so many great people in the generation. There were the Shimon Zekanim, the 70 elders. There was Aaron. There was Hur. There was Bezalel. There was Moshe's sons. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have called to all of them. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Moshe that distinction, that he alone, in that generation, Hashem first would speak to him, to fulfill that posuk. Now, why is this? Why is honor something that the more you chase it, the less you have? And the more you run away from it, the more you have. And firstly, we have to understand honor is different than everything else. Honor is not something which is physical. It's not like a tainug, a physical enjoyment from eating or from drinking or from sleeping or other sensual enjoyments. Honor is not even emotional. Emotions come from the nefesh order. Honor is not emotional. But all right, honor is something, kovet is something which is totally nivda, totally removed from the physical world and even from the emotional world. It has more to do with the intellect. But honor is something which is only etzel acherim, which relates only to others. What is meant by this? Honor and recognition is only what others give to you. Recognition, distinction, honor, it's only what others give to you. It's only what the nation thinks of you. It's only what people think of you. It's not what you think of yourself, or not what you take for yourself. So the essence of honor can only be given. It can only be given. A person can be mechabed acherim, meisein kovet, or he's chelik kovet. He gives honor, he imparts honor. He gives recognition. But to be neitel, to be lekeach, to take honor, that's impossible. That destroys it. Honor is the expression, a manifestation of what others want to do for you, of what others want to elevate you with. So it has to come from others. When you take it, it's something that's coming from you, not from others. A person cannot honor himself in this way, in this type of honor that we're speaking about, in this type of recognition that you have amongst the people. So therefore, by everything else it could be possible to take and to rule over. It's possible to go and take money, to rule over your acquisitions, to create something for yourself. But since the whole essence of honor has a mitzius, has a reality only klapi acherim, only in relation to others, so something which is impossible for you to take, something impossible for you to rule over, for you to acquire, it's only something which someone can give to you. A slight example perhaps we can give is like a matona, gift. A gift is not something that can be taken. A gift is what others give to you. If you take it yourself, no longer is it a gift. So this is, but even far more so, this is what honor is. The honor, the kovod that we're speaking about, is that the recognition, the admiration that others show to you. So how is it possible that a person should go and acquire that for himself and take it for himself? It always has to be given. To the contrary, you take it for yourself, you mevatel it, you destroy it. You have these, in some lands you have these dictators or these people that take over and they honor themselves. They're destroying the honor. It becomes a joke, it becomes a mockery. This is the recognition that the people have of them, the admiration that the people have of them. They award themselves a golden trophy. Or they dedicate to themselves a cornerstone. It becomes a mockery. It's pagan. It destroys the Kovod. So therefore, someone who's bereach achra Kovod, someone who pursues the Kovod to take it, now the Kovod is going to run away. It's just the opposite of honor and admiration, recognition. And only one who distances himself from the Kovod, is he in a position that Kovod should be given to him? But this we can understand a Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Masechet Ovis, where Ben Zoma said, Ezehu mechubed, who is the honorable one? A mechaved es abrias, one who gives honor to others. And this is a pella. This doesn't make sense. Who is the honorable one? One who gives honor to others. One who gives honor to others is not a person of honor. One that others honor, he's the person of honor. Now, the way with this explanation we understand it very well, because honor always has to be linked to giving, never to taking. You can be a recipient of an award of honor. That's because others give to you. It must always be linked to giving. So the one who's a true Baal Kovod, the one who is truly an honorable person, who has a yachas, who has a link to honor, is one who's always giving honors. And one, when you see a person who's always being Mechabed others. He's always giving honors to others. You know, he has a great link to honor. Because the essence of honor, we said, is from the aspect of giving it. So therefore, Eza hu amachubed, Ben Zema said, who is the one that is honorable? Mechabed es habrias, when you see someone who's always giving honors to others, recognition to others, you should know he's very close to this whole essence, this whole concept of honor. Because honor must always be linked to the giving of it. Now, the Medrash Tanhuma brought two principles. One principle in regards to honor and recognition, and the second principle in regards to sroro, in regards to positions of authority over the community. Same formula, that if you pursue it, it's going to run away from you. If you run away from it, it will follow you. Why is that? The reason for that is, the Maral says, is because also in a similar vein, to have a position over the tzibur, over the people, which is a type of malchus, it's a type of kingship. This is a position which can only be together with the people. It states, Ein melech b'lei am. There can be no king without a nation. Kingship is not dependent on theoretical power. Kingship is dependent on the nation. If you take, for example, someone wants to be a mighty czar, and he kills off all the people. He's a czar, he's finished. No longer is he a czar. The power of a king is dependent on how great his nation is. And therefore, by a king, we find a nekuda nifla. We find by a king something very unique. The Torah states, Som tosim olecho melech. You shall appoint. Som tosim means you shall appoint. You shall elect for yourself a king over yourselves. A king can only become a king with a minui, with an appointment by the people. This is what it means, som tosim. But from the other hand, once he's your king, he has to be your ruler. Generally, we have two types of kings. We have a king who's a dictator. He took the throne by power. Or we have a king who became the king through a democratic process, but he doesn't rule the people. To the contrary, the people rule him. The Torah says neither way. The Torah says, Som tosim, you must appoint the king, a king that takes power against the force of the people. That's not a king. But olecho melech. But once you appoint him, you must appoint him to rule over you, where you do not rule him, but he rules you. And this is true by all sroros. Whenever someone is appointed to be over the tzibur, to lead the tzibur, this was the chet of Shaul HaMelech. This was the downfall of King Saul. When it came, he was appointed. People appointed him. But he didn't remain olecho melech, over the people. When it came to the chet of Amalek, he was commanded to go wipe out the whole nation of Amalek. And he came back, and he had brought survivors, and he brought spoils. And Shmuel Hanovi, Samuel the prophet, said, why did you do this? He said, ki yoresi mina am. I was afraid for the nation. Are you afraid of a nation? Then you're not a king over the nation. That's good for a democratic president that has to worry about the elections the next year. But that's not a king. So therefore, and this was his downfall. So, a king cannot take a shrota, a person cannot take a position of authority over the tzibur by force, because then if it's not with the retzain ha'am, if it's not with the will of the people, so then he's a melech b'le'am, he's a king without a nation. The same thing as a rov. A rov can't take the position by force, because then he's a king, he's a leader without followers. And the whole strength of a king is be'am, in accordance to the nation that has appointed him. But once he's appointed, then same tosim olecho melech, shetehe emoso olecho. Appoint a king, but who will be a king over you, that you will fear him. See? Then he has to rule. So this is a nekuda nifla, this is a uniqueness when it comes to malchus, when it comes to sroro. This is how it is by Yisrael. This is how it's meant to be by the whole world. Unfortunately, today we have a world that is in chaos because of this, because of the lack of this. Now, therefore, the Maral says that Sroro also is something which has to be given to a person. It cannot be taken. It must be given. So, someone who runs after to try to take it and tries to take it, then that destroys it. Someone who does not want it until it is given to him, okay, and even forced upon him, well, then that's successful. Now, this is an explanation, a very deep explanation, in what the essence of honor is and Sroro, positions of power over the community. What does this have to do with Kinyan Torah, with acquisitions of Torah? He said a person has to have this midah, this quality, where he's a bereach min hakovod, he's a mishrachik min hakovod, he distances himself from honor. Who is Roy? Who is the one that is befitting to be honored? Someone who is nivdal mina'am, someone who's distinguished and elevated in a certain aspect. Who are the people we honor? Who do we recognize? You recognize someone who has a great achievement in something. Nobel Prize. Who do you give the Nobel Prize to? Someone who has had an enormous achievement in a specific area, in an area of science, an area of writing. Or, for example, who do we choose to recognize? A star, a champion, someone who has whose achievement has risen far beyond the achievements of others in a specific area. This demands recognition. This is distinction. It demands recognition and demands honor. If that's the case, then ein kovod ke kovod haTorah. Then there is no honor like when it comes to Torah. Because Torah is something which is distinguished from everything else, not in a specific area. Like this one achieved in mathematics, and this one in science, and this one in drama, and this one in sport. The Torah is an achievement, is a perfection, which is above all perfections. Ashleimus she'ein achareo shleimus. It's a perfection not in a specific area, but in all areas. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created, and he created it from another world, and it's his most valued treasure, and that he himself rejoices with. states HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtasheya, he himself rejoices with the Torah all of the time. So if this is the criteria of what should be honored, someone or something that has become distinguished and elevated above others in a specific achievement, a specific area, and when it comes to Torah, then there is no honor which can compare with the honor of Torah. The recognition and the admiration and the distinction that one must give to Torah. And this is why it states in Mishlei Gimel, Erech Yomim B'Yemino U'B'Smolo Osher V'Kovet. The right hand of the Torah is length of days. The left is wealth and honor. We're not going to go into the explanation of that whole pasuk, but when it states that in the right hand of Torah is Erech Yomim, life, we're not saying that Torah gives life. We say the essence of Torah and life are intertwined together. For example, we say Kihem Chayeinu V'Erech Yomeinu. Torah is our very life. We say V'Nota Chayeilom Nota B'Shocheinu, an ever never ending life HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us with the Torah. Just as the life is inseparable from the Torah itself, so is true honor inseparable from Torah itself, and it becomes one. This aremes to this, a subtle indication to this, was when Bezalel was commanded to build the Orem, the Ark for the Torah. He was commanded to build it out of wood, but to cover it with gold. The wood represented, wood is known, wood comes from a tree. Eitz Chaim here, the Machazikim bo. And a tree is something which grows. And a tree is something which has the longest life of everything that grows on this earth. Actually, it has the longest life, might have the longest life of everything on this earth. All physical matter. Right? But certainly of every evolving vegetation. That represented the Torah, the life of Torah. But then it was supposed to be overlaid in gold, and the gold and the wood right together. It was both gold beneath the wood and gold over the wood. And when you looked at it, you saw only gold. What did that represent? That gold is what people see. That represented honor. Because honor is what people see. And it's intertwined. Therefore, whoever comes can come close to Torah . The Torah will influence him, and the honor will influence him. The Mishnah Masechet Ovis that states Perek Dalet Mishnah Vov, Reb Yesi Eimer Kol Mechaber Es HaTorah Gufay Mechuber Al Abrius. Whoever gives honor to Torah, his own self will become honored amongst people. Kol Machalal Es HaTorah Gufim Bechula Al Abrius. Whoever desecrates the Torah, his own self will become desecrated amongst the people. The Rashi learns on that Mishnah that's referring, when it says Gufay, it refers to the physical honor we give the Torah, the Sefer Torah. When we build a nice Orem, and we have a nice mantle for the Torah, and we have nice silver for the Torah, what is the purpose? The purpose is to give honor to the Torah. So Rashi learns, whoever does a lot to give the honor to the Torah, when he has a Sefer Torah, he's careful with it, he says. He's careful where he puts it and how he carries it. his own self will become honored. The Maral says this is true, but he says we do not have to learn that this is limited merely to honoring the physical Sefer Torah, but this refers also to honoring the non-physical Torah, the Torah itself, and to all of those that study the Torah. The Medrash brings as a pasuk that states, "Kovod chachomim yincholu." Kovod, honor and recognition belong to those who study the Torah, the Talmidei Chachomim. Reb Shimon ben Pazi, this is a Medrash Tanchum and Pashas Tetzave. Reb Shimon ben Pazi says, Reb Shimon said, "Mereish Sefer Divrei Hayomim." From the beginning of the Sefer of Divrei Hayomim, it's written, "Odom Sheish Enish Ad Yaivitz." From the beginning, there's a Sefer Divrei Yomim which lists all of the generations from the creation of the world. From the very beginning, the word Kovod, honor, is never mentioned. When we come to Yaivitz, though, that's the first time when the word Kovod is mentioned. The Yaivitz Nichbad Me'echov. Yaivitz was more honorable than all of his brothers. Why is the first time mentioned, the word honor mentioned by him? So the Medrash says, Lefisho Osak B'Torah, because he was the first one of those that studied a lot of Torah. Now, and it states, so what is this telling us? That when you come close to Torah, just like the values of Torah are going to rub off, Kovod also is going to rub off. Because the greatest dimension of Kovod in the world is part and parcel of the Torah itself. So therefore, when one honors the Torah, or one studies the Torah, he himself will become honorable. More in Makis, Chav Beis Omed Beis says, Kama tipshoi hani gavri. We said that in Bavel there were great Talmidei Chachomim, but unfortunately there were many that would give great honor to the Sefer Torah but not to the Talmidei Chachomim. So the Gemara says, Kama tipshoi hani gavri, how foolish these people are. The kaime kame sefer Torah, they stand before a sefer Torah, but the kaime kame gavarab, and they do not stand before a person who is great in the learning of Torah. These, because he who is close to Torah, he receives that honor which is part and parcel of Torah itself. This is one explanation why this is an explanation why a person now why the honor and Torah is synonymous. And now we can understand the answer to our question. See, we asked, why is it necessary for a person to go and acquire Torah? He has to have this mila, this quality, where he's a bereach min hakovod, he's a misrachik min hakovod, he distances himself from honor. Why is that necessary for acquisition of Torah? It's a very good quality, but why is it necessary for the acquisition of Torah? So the answer to this now is because if a person wants to acquire Torah, he's going to have to be able to also become a recipient of honor. You cannot have Torah without honor, because they are synonymous. And therefore he has to be roy, he has to be befitting to be a recipient of honor. If he's not, so then how can he acquire Torah? Torah and honor comes hand in hand. So if he's a person who pursues honor all of the time, he chases it, that's a person who destroys honor. So how can he acquire Torah? He's someone who's not royal akovet. He's someone who's not befitting to honor. And Torah and honor are synonymous. So how can he acquire Torah? But if he's a person who's misrachek min hakovet, distances himself from honor, and he's always running away from it, that's a person who's royal akovet. He's befitting to honor. Because as we said, honor has to be something that others give you, not that you take and want to conquer. Since that person is befitting of honor, now he can come to the acquisition of Torah. Because Torah and honor are like one. They are synonymous. There's another reason also. Another reason also why, which is, it's similar, but there's another reason also why honor will pursue, and including Torah also, will pursue someone who runs from honor. And that is we always find that true honor is always by those who keep themselves concealed. For example, when you have something which is not precious, then you leave it revealed. You have stones, you have something which is inexpensive, you just leave it around uncovered. When something is more precious, you put it in a box, you cover it up. If you have something which is very dear to you, very, very valuable, you have something which, you have jewels, you have pearls, you have diamonds, you have gold, you don't just throw it around, but you cover it up. If you have something which is a memento to you, very precious, you keep it stored away. Not only from the fact that it shouldn't be stolen, but this relates to its preciousness. We find, for example, also that if you look for stones, they're on top of the earth. If you want to find something more precious, you have to dig for it. Generally, the more precious it is, the more you have to dig. Gold is kilometers into the earth. Diamonds generally are found very deep in the earth. Pearls are found deep in the sea. The more precious something is, the more concealed it is. We find, where are the chambers of a king? The Chadre Chadorim. You come into a palace, the king doesn't sit by the front gate. By the front gate are the shomrim, are the guards. You go a little further into the palace, you come to the officials. You go further into the palace, you come to the lieutenants, further you come to the ministers, the king is Bechadre Hadori. The king is concealed inside the palace. Shlomo HaMelech said in Keheles, Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pinimo. Honor that is due to a princess is that she should be concealed. When something is bigolui, when something is too revealed, becomes cheap. Therefore, the more precious something is, the more it's to be concealed. So this also is a reason. The Chazal tell us the same thing with the human being. If you take the heart, it's concealed. Take the brain, it's very, very much concealed. You take the soul, it is so concealed that scientists have said, great scientists said, I've searched the entire body, I've never been able to find it. And the Gemara says you won't be able to find it, because the soul is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on HaKadosh Baruch Hu it says, Yeshiv B'Seisa Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in secrecy, in concealment. Therefore, so does the soul dwell in concealment. We find the same thing in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary. You had your outer courtyard. Then you went into the courtyard. As you went deeper into the courtyard, you had your Mizbeach, your altar. Then you went into the Kodesh. This was a completely closed chamber. There, things became more precious, more holy. You had an inner altar, Mizbeach, you had a Shulchan, you had a menorah. You went further in and you came to another chamber. That was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the most holy place. There you had the Torah. So, that what is precious, that what is value, that and that what is therefore should be honored, that's kept concealed. That's Besesha. To the contrary, this what is always revealed, this is by things which are not precious. So this also is another reason why that someone who always is looking for honor, what does it mean he's looking for honor? He wants the headlines. He wants the glories. He wants the fame. So he's revealing himself too much. That creates a cheapness. That creates what is called porutz. And that's just the opposite of honor. Kol kfuda bas pelech pinimo. The honor of a princess or the honor of a king is that what is concealed. He who's bereach min hakovet and distances himself from honor and constantly, like Moshe didn't want the headlines. He wanted to stay away from it. That shows preciousness. There the honor pursues it. See, the honor chases it. So that's another explanation also, but both come from the same, both have the same sheresh, they both have the same core. At any rate, so we said that if a person is the type of individual that wants Torah, then he must also be befitting of receiving honor. Because you cannot receive Torah without honor. The greatest covet in the world belongs to Torah, so much that it's almost synonymous. The Torah says, Eshev Kovet, I am honor. And anyone who comes close to Torah becomes part of this honor. That's why it states, Kovet Chachomim Incholu, the true glory and honor, the Chachomim, the wise of the Torah, will inherit. So, if a person wants to come close to Torah, he has to be befitting of honor. If a person is not befitting of honor, then he cannot come close to Torah. And someone who constantly wants to take honors, that's a person who destroys honor. Because honor is what others give to you, not what you take. So therefore, if you want to acquire Torah, you must be misrachek min hakoved, distance yourself from honor, be a person that runs from the honor. Then you are befitting of honor, then you can come close to Torah. It's interesting that we find, we mentioned this a number of times, that Rabbi Kiva was one who acquired perhaps more Torah than almost anybody else in the world. It states on Rabbi Kiva that he had acquired certain dimensions of Torah that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. And the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Seita tells us, Mishemes Rabbi Kiva, Botel Kavaratera. Once Rabbi Kiva died, the dimension of honor to Torah disappeared from the world. He was a person who gave honor to Torah. We said, the who is the mechubed? Who is the real honorable person? Not the one that takes honor. The one who's mechabed es habrius, who constantly gives honor. Says there was no one like Rabbi Kiva that gave so much honor to Torah. He was more interested in giving honor to Torah than in taking honors for himself. So much so that when he died, it states that dimension of honor to Torah vanished from the world. There was no one that could replace it. What was his honor that he gave to Torah? So Rashi says, Shehoyonesein libay lidreish kol ketz v'ketz, shel kol eis. He gave his life to study and expound not all only all of Torah, but every stroke of the pen of every letter of Torah. And certainly every letter and every extra word of Torah. States Bas Ubas Anidevish. One place it says daughter, another place it says and the daughter. So he learned the halacha from that. Mizehu kovet Torah godl. And this is the greatest honor one can give to Torah. Why? She'ein bo dover levatolah. Because the admiration you're giving to Torah, the distinction you're giving to Torah, that there is not one stroke of the pen which is superfluous in the entire Torah. But every word and every letter and every stroke of the pen comes to teach us endless halachos. When a person, his life is geared towards that, he might not realize it, but he is constantly elevating the Torah. You read a newspaper, you chuck it away. You even read a book, after a while you put it away. You don't bother to read every word. If someone writes something to you, and you sit and study it and turn it over, you're giving great dignity, you're dignifying what he wrote. So the greatest dignity and the greatest honor and the greatest distinction that one can give to Torah, far more than putting a beautiful mantle on it, is to go over every word of the Torah turn it over like a precious jewel, and extract every possible wisdom out of every stroke of the letter. And this was Rabbi Akiva's life. So he constantly was only occupied with giving this honor to the Torah. And therefore he was roi for Torah. He was able to acquire so much Torah with the Torah's honor with it. So much where it states once he died, that dimension of honor to Torah was gone. So this is an explanation in the 36th quality that a person needs if he wants to acquire Torah. He has to be someone who is fit for honor. He has to be misrachik min hakoved vein eredif achar hakoved, one who distances himself from honor and doesn't pursue it. Then we said, then he's befitting for honor, and he'll be befitting for Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.